Union contract negotiations continue today for some 78,000 Verizon communications workers. A strike deadline passed at midnight when the unions decided to stay at the bargaining table. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Verizon telephone operators and technicians from Virginia to Maine are working today. The continuation of union contract talks is a sign some progress is being made. But significant differences remain. Job security and rising health care costs top the list. Union workers say Verizon wants to remove language from their contract that bars the company from transferring jobs out of a region, thereby terminating employees involuntarily. On health care, Verizon is asking workers to begin paying part of their insurance premiums. In the latest round of talks, the company was negotiating for each employee to pay about $1,200 per year. A Verizon spokesman says it's a reasonable demand given the phone company is being squeezed by competition and huge increases in the cost of health insurance. About 80% of all companies have employees pay some part of health premiums. A union spokesman calls the request a drastic measure that shifts substantial cost to workers. Without resolution of these issues, a strike is still possible. If union workers do walk out, Verizon says service will not be disrupted. They have about 30,000 managers and outside contract workers prepared to fill in. Verizon is the dominant local phone provider in 13 Eastern Seaboard states. The company was created in 2000 when Bell Atlantic bought GTE. They have about 220,000 employees. Half are unionized. These workers' last strike was 3 years ago. It caused a backlog of thousands of repair requests, but it did not disrupt the service that customers take for granted, the dial tone. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.